Arizona is burning. Three major wildfires in the state have consumed more than 450,000 acres of forest. Small towns in eastern Arizona are choked with smoke and under evacuation orders. As Peter O'Dowd reports from member station KJZZ, the state is facing one of the biggest fire emergencies in its history.
The smoke is dense in the town of Alpine, Arizona.
I mean, it is really, really thick.
So thick that Jenny Van Slyke cannot see the extent of the damage around her.
I don't know what to expect. I don't know what Alpine is going to be like after this devastation is over.
Van Slyke owns Mountain High Lodge, and she's one of the few civilians left in town. More than 2,000 people were evacuated when the flames reached Alpine's edge. Van Slyke was allowed to stay because emergency crews who needed a place to sleep have filled the 28 rooms on her property. For now, firefighters have kept the flames from destroying Alpine and neighboring towns. Arizona Governor Jam Brewer has declared a state of emergency.
It will make available immediately $200,000 in state funds to assist in the firefighting of this fire and authorize the use of our National Guard if needed to assist in this massive effort.
The Wallow Fire on Arizona's eastern edge is now the second largest fire in state history. It's burning unchecked, 0% contained, and growing. On Monday, the mountain town of Greer and its remaining residents were told they had to leave. More towns are preparing to evacuate. 22 helicopters and 2,500 fire personnel face treacherous conditions.
Had ash here a couple days ago.
Deirdre Kahn lives more than 200 miles away in Albuquerque. 60-mile-per-hour gusts have fanned the smoke toward her. Kahn is a National Weather Service meteorologist. She says standing outside in that city is like standing amid the smoke of 50 campfires.
We saw the plume going across New Mexico and over southeast Colorado and into Nebraska.
The weather forecast is not improving. Kahn predicts more wind will stoke the Wallow Fire all week. That's why Deputy State Forester Cam Hunter says it will burn uncontained for days.
It's burning hot, it's burning fast, and this is throwing out hot embers and starting new fires as much as 3 miles out.
This is not Arizona's only emergency. Hunter says two other fires have blackened large portions of the state,
which is larger than the size of the city of Phoenix.
In southern Arizona, the Horseshoe 2 fire is expanding and has been scorching rugged desert terrain and pine forests for a month now. South of Tucson, near the Mexican border, the Murphy fire started about a week ago. Authorities believe the two southern Arizona fires were human-caused.
This is a very dangerous situation for us.
Wally Covington is not talking about short-term danger. He's a researcher at Northern Arizona University. He says these big fires are increasingly common. Decades of inadequate thinning have left the state's forests pregnant with fuel.
You can't buy enough fire equipment. You can't hire enough firefighters when you have the landscape so loaded with fuel as we've got it today.
Covington says this week in Arizona is a preview of what could be ahead for the thick pine forest between northern Mexico and British Columbia. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.
You're listening to All Things Considered.